Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a show loaded with guests tonight. Our first two guests are two icons of Long Beach, former Mayor Beverly O'Neill and Jim Gray. Madam Mayor, Jim, welcome to the show. They are here as co-chairs of the Long Beach City College Gateway to Greatness campaign. And Jim, what's the goal of this campaign?
Well, besides raising a lot of money for scholarships, the goal is to make sure that all of the people in Long Beach know what a great institution there is in our two campuses for Long Beach City College.
And Beverly, you had experience before you were mayor, of course, as being president of City College for many years.
Well, I was actually there 31 years, wow. But I was president for five. And it's probably the best investment anyone could make is to invest in education. And, you know, Long Beach City College takes people from whatever age, whatever background they have, and turn them into successful futures. And this is something for scholarships, as Jim mentioned, that we're working on very hard to make sure that more people get that opportunity, because community colleges are the best investment you could make. And it's we're going to make it even easier for people that want to have a better future.
Well, many of us, including myself, believe that the availability of high-quality, low-cost higher education is responsible for part of the economic miracle, which is California.
That's right.
Jim, the college just recently got a bond issue passed that raised millions of dollars for capital needs. Explain to the people why you're trying to raise $5 million for this Gateway to Greatness program.
Well, the capital needs are one thing, and because the state isn't going to come up with the money for it. So that's an important aspect, and the citizens of Long Beach were tremendous in supporting that bond issue. What we're trying to do is to make sure that every student that wants to go on past high school has an opportunity. Now, many of the students at Long Beach City College are at the poverty level, so they have fee waivers. Back when you and I went to school, maybe you a little after me. But when we went to school, we didn't have the high costs of tuition and that. Books, of course, are very expensive, but we didn't have to pay tuition and we didn't have to pay fees. Yeah. Now, at Long Beach City College now, over half the students get a fee waiver because they fall in an area of income that allows them to do that within the state of California. But that leaves a whole bunch of folks that otherwise might say, I think I'll just drop out for a couple of years and then maybe go back. And as you know, in your educational background, that just happens so seldom. And it's so important. So part of the scholarship program will go for every graduating high school senior starting in the year 2010. We'll have that first semester, wow, all fees waived. Yeah.
As an incentive to get
absolutely
them in, to get them to start.
Absolutely. As Jim is right, about 50% of the students live below the poverty level.
Wow.
And this is giving them a chance for a future. And the amount of money that it takes, you know, when you're living at $16,000, $17,000 a year,
sure,
the thought of paying $500.
So that first semester is free.
The first semester is free. And fees and entrance fees,
right,
tuition.
So you're trying to raise $5 million in this campaign, which you mentioned before we went on air. When added to the existing money you have, will create a yearly endowment of $1 million
yes,
that will go for this purpose.
Absolutely.
And we'll put a bumper up at the end of the segment where you can get more information if you want to contribute and participate. College education is indispensable, and you brought a graphic that
yes,
kind of humorously illustrates that. So let's put that up. Describe it, Jim, because you like French fries.
French fries are just, you know, you can do without French fries.
Okay.
But you can't do without education. And when we talk about the incoming student, we don't want to just look at those that are going to matriculate to a four-year institution.
Yeah.
We're talking about those that are going to get the tools that are going to make them the plumber, the heating, air conditioning, the automobile mechanic, well-paid, highly paid jobs that is a huge need in this country.
And City College has very good programs
absolutely,
in these areas.
Absolutely. And nursing, healthcare,
yeah,
finding jobs immediately right now. And I would say that 80% to 90% of the students who graduate in the nursing program stay in the city of Long Beach. And you know, what it does for our city is it gives us an educated and successful population, and we need that. You know, it's so hard when you've never gone to college, and most of these students are first-time graduates or first-time entrances into college. And when you go to a graduation and see the pride and excitement and yes. what it shows to their children even, it's a worthy cause. And I think that if everybody in the city of Long Beach that has gone to Long Beach City College donated $10, we would have $1 million right there.
Wow.
That's about right.
Yeah.
And everybody can afford that $10 yeah. because all of us mm-hmm. want to have that good plumber or auto mechanic.
That's
or
right.
that one that goes on to Cal State Long Beach in the School of Business, where they have such a fine faculty, and end up as giants in industry. But it's everybody in between also.
That's right.
Well, we all have an interest in educating our youth, and it's an investment, as Beverly was saying, in the mm-hmm. future and
Absolutely.
In our community. So thank you guys so much for coming on the show. It's great to see you again. Thanks for agreeing to serve as yeah. co-chairs of this important campaign.
Well, we're delighted for the opportunity. Thanks a lot, Art.
Thank
well,
you, Art.
You bet. We'll put up that website where you can get further information and hope you will take Beverly's advice, particularly if you are a City College graduate. Send $10 and their job will be done. He can go back to playing golf. Okay. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.